Today's Monday, December 17th, 2018, and this is Life Words Day by Day. Philip Brooks. He was a distinguished man of faith and intellect. A Boston-born Episcopalian preacher, he'd earned a Doctorate of Divinity from the University of Oxford. He had taught at Yale University, and he had publicly advocated against slavery during the Civil War. So he was an amazing guy. But what you and I know Philip Brooks best for is a song that came to him after an emotional pilgrimage he took in the year 1865. Brooks rode a horse from the city of Jerusalem down to the city of Bethlehem to participate in an annual Christmas Eve celebration at the Church of the Nativity. That night, the hymns, the teaching, the prayers, all of these things, they evidently made an impact on Philip Brooks's heart. And so after he had traveled back to America, the thoughts and the feelings of that special night, they continued to ring through his heart. So he penned the words and the music to this wonderful carol that we love today. It was first performed 3 years later at his church by his children's choir. And I'll bet your church is going to sing it this Christmas. And when you do, I hope you'll imagine this man, Philip Brooks, riding into the city of Bethlehem on horseback on a cold winter's night. And think about what God sang into his spirit that night. O little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie. Above thy deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars go by. Yet in thy dark street shineth the everlasting light. And the hopes and fears of all the years, they're met in thee tonight. For Christ is born of Mary, gathered all above, and while mortals sleep, the angels keep their watch of wondering love. O morning stars together, proclaim the holy birth, and praises sing to God the King, and peace to men on earth. I'm praying today that that same wonder-filled love for the Savior, that love that filled the hearts of the angels that night, fill your heart today. Because Jesus is still filling the hopes and fears of all the years. From the LifeWord team worldwide, broadcasting in 43 languages to 121 countries and to a potential audience of 1/4 of the world, we pray that you'll have a very Merry Christmas and that you'll walk with Jesus day by day.